Selective Dissonance is interested in helping you experience horror from a different perspective. Looking at horror through the societal lens of marginalized communities, we hope to give you original scares birthed from everyday experiences that may be sources of fear for individuals within those communities. The moments where one passing interaction with a neighbor or seemingly innocuous camping trip can change your life insurmountably. The stories you will hear are all fiction, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a version of this anxiety and trepidation plaguing someone's stream of consciousness at this very moment. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Alice didn't come to the PTA meeting this week. That's the second time she's missed a meeting. I'm beginning to think she's slacking.
I was thinking the same thing. She can't just move here and join our circle and then stop coming. And this week was her week to bring refreshments, too. I bet she was worried we'd all see what a sham her baking is. I bet she uses Betty Crocker.
You're right! She's probably embarrassed because no one bought any of her cookies at the last bake sale. Imagine not making a single dollar for your daughter's education while the rest of us slave away. Ridiculous.
What's really ridiculous is the fact that she's reaping all the benefits of being a member without contributing anything. Cheaper sports tickets, discounted dance prices for Lucy, first chance at a table at the school holiday bazaar. Everything we worked so hard for.
If she doesn't show up next week, I say we propose to cut her. She doesn't deserve everything she's taking from our children when not helping.
If you make the motion, Susan, I'll second it. I'm just as tired as you are.
Then it's settled. She gets one last chance to come to a meeting, and then she's out. No lazy good-for-nothings on my PTA.
Speaking of lazy good-for-nothings, did you hear about the flu that's going around the high school?
Flu? It's April. There's no flu in April. We push that silly vaccine in September. No one catches the flu because we're all good people, and we wash our hands, and then we're fine.
I know! All these kids just don't want to go to school. Ungrateful brats just don't understand the opportunities we worked so hard to bring them.
If I tried pulling that fake flu shit when I was in school, my mother would have dragged me to class by the ears. These parents are just letting their kids stay home is what's wrong with this country.
Jake thought he could pull a fast one on me, but I sent him right back to class. My kid can't have the flu. He takes 4 vitamins a day.
Good on you. And thanks for warning me. Ryan hasn't tried it yet, but I'm sure he will. That boy's been hanging around with the wrong crowd lately. It's why I pulled back his curfew.
14's such a hard age. Why can't kids be good like we were? I mean, seriously, what do we have to put up with these days? It's ridiculous.
Today, 6 kids were missing from class. They all got sick. That's 2 more than were sick yesterday. And I heard that Miss Helen's the math teacher. She wasn't at school either.
I never did like her. She gave your cousin bad grades all year. Figures she's skimping on her teachings just because kids are playing sick.
Mom, they're not lying. I saw Abby yesterday. She looked awful. You can't pretend to be that sick.
You certainly can, Ryan. You just never would, because I raised you better than that. You know that your education is important.
But Mom, a couple of my friends got sick too. Rico and Cassie. They were real sick a couple days ago when we went to the movies, and they've been home ever since.
I really wish you hadn't started hanging out with them. They're bad kids, Ryan. I bet they helped start this whole flu story so they can stay home.
Stop being so mean to my friends, Mom. You don't know anything about them.
They come from bad families, Ryan. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Cassie's mom stopped coming to church when she married that hippie barista. And I don't think Rico's father ever worked a day in his life. You can't hang around with people like that, honey. It'll give you a bad reputation.
Cassie's moms are nice. They made us snacks for the movie so we wouldn't have to pay for them there. And Mr. Hernandez is sick. He can't work, so he stays home to watch Rico's little siblings. They're not bad people.
That man can't work, but he keeps having kids he can't even support? That's not a good man, sweetie. Your father is a good man. He works hard all day to provide for us. Anyone who's not doing that isn't a real father.
Shut up, Mom. You're so mean to my friends. This is why none of them ever want to come over.
Ryan Jacob Collins, come back here. You haven't finished your dinner.
I'm not hungry. I'm going to bed.
You better get your homework done, and you're grounded for the rest of the month, young man.
Honey, I'm home.
Dinner's still in the oven, Jackie. How was work today? Let me grab you a drink.
Oh, you know, work was work. We've got a big project coming up next week. I'll probably be staying late at the office.
I'll make sure your dinner's warm, as always, honey. It's the least I can do.
You're a peach, honey. Say, where's Ryan? Out with his friends?
Ryan is in his room. He's grounded for leaving the table before he finished his dinner.
So, honey, how was your day today?
Oh, you know, the usual. Called the other moms about who's baking for the sale. Some didn't answer, so I'll have to call again tomorrow to make sure we don't have too many brownies and not enough cookies. Had to look over the agenda for Thursday's meeting. Betty said that she was going to bring some... Seriously? That's the fourth person who hasn't picked up. The bake sale is Saturday and we only have half the confirmations we need.
Ugh. Susan? You home?
Thank goodness. I just called your house and no one answered and I... thought you'd joined this little mutiny that Alice has been staging. Not one person has confirmed what they're baking for Saturday, and no one will answer my calls or emails, and our meeting is just a matter of hours, and I can't have the schedules and spreadsheets done if no one tells me what they're making, and... Loretta?
That's why I'm here. I left work early. I really... don't feel so great. Jake really came down with something, and I think I might have got it. overworking. You know how it is.
Seriously. Of course you'd be the only parent whose kid actually got sick. I'm so sorry, hon. Is he doing better? Oh, stay back. I can't get the whole PTA sick.
No. He's still out of school. Bad fever, cough, chills, everything. I'm taking him to the doctor tomorrow, and myself too. I bet it's those extra vaccines they told people to get last month. Just ridiculous. Getting them this time of year just makes people get sick. That's all they do. But I can't help you at the meeting today. I'm sorry, Susan. I want to, but it took all my energy to get here.
Fine. Yeah. I don't want everyone getting sick. You're probably right about those vaccines. Injecting people with heavy metals and diseases? What do they expect? It's no wonder all of them got sick first. They were calling all of us to get our kids vaccinated, too. Now look where they are. I'm gonna take you off the baking list. Can't risk you getting any of the sports boosters sick, too. Do you want some tea? I can send you home with a box from my aunt. The stuff could cure pneumonia. I'm sure it'll kick whatever this is. Holistic medicine beats what the doctors have every time, Loretta. It's what we had as kids, and we turned out fine. Here, quickest fix for the cold there is. Jake will be back at school in no time, and you'll be good enough to help sell on Saturday. If we even have the sale at this point. Can we talk later? I have to make some more phone calls.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I'll go right home and make some tea. Good luck at the meeting tonight. Hopefully this all clears up soon.
No, it'll clear up. It always does. The media's going crazy, like always, but by next week, everything will be fine, I'm sure. Lots of love. You'll be better in time for book club. Sending you my thoughts and prayers.
Thanks, Susie. Lots of love for you, too.
Ugh, never mind calling anyone else. I'll just bake the rest myself. I have to get ready for the PTA meeting and cook dinner so it's ready for Jack when he gets home and pick up Ryan from school and... Oh my goodness, what am I gonna do? Jackie? Anybody home? Oh, right. Late nights at the office. I thought he meant next week, but all right. Ryan? How's the homework coming? Ryan? Ryan, come down here this instant! You better be home, young man. You are grounded.
Hey, Mom. I don't feel so good.
Oh, honey. Oh, I bet Loretta coughed in the food and got you sick, too. Come here. Let me get the neti pot started. We'll clear you up.
No, I didn't eat dinner. I've been in bed all day. I got finished with my homework and slept. I think it's just the flu that's going around.
Ugh, that flu. I was just talking to Loretta. We're sure it's from those vaccines the school tried to make you get last month. Something about an outbreak upstate. We knew better than to give you anything more. We'll keep this house clean and don't associate with people that are of that kind that carry diseases. So we didn't get you that vaccine. And everyone that did just brought the disease with them.
You think it's the outbreak from upstate? Mom, didn't people die from that? I haven't heard from my friends. Do you think they're okay?
No, honey, no one died. That's just the media making things up, making things worse than they are. You know, good friends would have at least called to check on you. I wish you'd see how bad they are for you. Anyway, here, use this while I make some acai tea. Gwyneth Paltrow swears by it. I got it from one of the girls at work.
Mom, please, can we not argue right now? I don't feel so good and I want to sleep.
Fine, fine. But once all this blows over, we're going to have a talk about the kinds of people you should be spending time with and talking back to your mother.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. I'm gonna go back to bed now. I'll take the tea with me. I'm just really cold and tired.
If you're not feeling any better by tomorrow, I'll call the school, but I'm sure it'll pass as fast as it came. Home remedies solve everything, and I've got them all.
Love you, Mom. Tell Dad I said goodnight when he gets home from work.
Oh, of course, honey. Go drink your tea and get some rest. Oh, I better clean the kitchen. Loretta might have left some cooties lying around. And, Jack's dinner. I have to cook something new just in case she breathed on the ingredients and make sure everyone's been taking their multivitamins. And, oh, goodness, There's just so much to do, really. People getting sick in April? What an inconvenience.
Hey, honey. Sorry I'm late. Half the office was out today.
Oh, don't worry. I just made rice and tea. And I'm gonna make you some soup because I worry Loretta might have gotten some germs in the food, and she ducked out sick from our PTA meeting tonight.
She's sick too? Man, I thought the bug was just going around work. The office feels like a ghost town. So many people keep calling out.
Ugh, don't tell me. They put up those vaccination flyers at your work too? Held a clinic and everything? Ugh, they're poisoning us, Jackie.
Well, yes. They did put up the flyers at work, and they had a clinic for anyone that wanted it. Meningitis outbreaks in the state are bad. People worry.
That's because people don't take care of themselves. Enough vitamins and keeping clean, and you don't get sick. No heavy metals needed. I'm sure whatever it is in that vaccine is what's causing all this.
Maybe. Who knows? Either way, it means the rest of us had to work 3 times as hard to finish in time.
You should talk to your boss about that. It's no fair that they get to take all the sick pay when you can't take that vacation we've been wanting for years.
I would, but he's been out too. He's one of the first people to get sick, but he'll probably be back soon. He's been out since last Friday.
Oh, poor Bob. I'll make some extra soup, and you can bring it to him at the office when he gets back. My soup fixes everything.
It sure does, honey. I'm sure he'll love that. And I'd sure love some right now.
Oh, it's on the way, Jackie. Done it a jiffy. Alice Lau, one of the first people to come down with the mystery illness, has been declared dead at Marion County Hospital. First case involving mortality. Several others have been checked in and are in quarantine. Anyone showing the following symptoms should contact a doctor immediately. Huh. Alice. Oh, of course. She's the one who was hounding me for not getting Ryan vaccinated. Mystery illness. As if they don't know they're the ones causing it. Medical expert, schmexpert. If they can't figure out what's going on, how could they possibly cure it? Vaccinate this doctor wrong. Come in. It's unlocked. But stay back. Loretta gave me this nasty cold she has.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you Mrs. Collins?
Yep, that's me. Mrs. Jack Collins. Are you the police? Or someone from the school board?
No, ma'am. I'm from the Centers for Disease Control. We're checking in with all the people who came into contact with Patient Zero to see how you're doing. And you're not looking so good, Mrs. Collins.
No. It's nothing like that. This is just a cold, you know. Oh. They keep getting stronger because all you people keep vaccinating and making them stronger. But it's just a cold, and nature will get me through.
Yes, well, we do need to run some tests, just to make sure. This has been declared an emergency, after all. Do you mind if we collect some samples from everyone in the house?
Do I mind? Yes, I mind. I am a well-to-do citizen. You can't just come in here asking for samples. Where's your court order?
Right here, ma'am. Surgeon General's orders. Anyone who's had contact with any confirmed cases needs to be checked for contamination. The more cases we catch, the quicker we can get you treated and back on your feet.
Well, fine. But you have to wait because my husband is out. So, you can't get his sample until he gets home. So you might as well come back later, sir.
I can take yours now, and then come back, ma'am. We want this to be as efficient and non-intrusive as possible.
Just get it over with and get out. I'm due for another pot of detox tea, and I hate to get off my schedule. I feel better with every pot.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your cooperation. I'll be back later this evening to speak with your husband. How many confirmed dead is that, Doctor? I need to make a report.
27. And there are several others in critical condition. It's the worst outbreak I've ever seen. And for it to happen here, of all places.
I see this all the time, Doc. No one ever expects it to happen to them. So when it does, they don't believe it. They'll find every excuse to close their eyes and ignore it. And once it really starts hitting them, it's too late.
Well, I hope at least with what we've learned here, we can be on the lookout for it elsewhere, right?
We can, Doctor. But it all depends on people like her refusing to believe that something like this could ever happen to them. It will just keep coming back.
From all of us on the Dissonance team, we thank you for listening. Today's episode, And Then They Came For Me, was written by Rue Dickey and featured Shakendra Morgan as Susan, Fallon Echo as Loretta, Lee Silwa as Ryan, Scott J. Zim as Jack, Topher Lyons as Agent, and Patrick Versba as Doctor. Next month, we will enter our era of Liz with Dared and Hi Mom. If you are interested in supporting Selective Dissonance, please follow us and leave a review. You can also support this podcast with a small donation to help out with production for Season 2 by heading to our Linktree and checking out our various support options. Our Linktree can be found in the show notes and gives you access to our episode transcripts, social media, and casting page. Our amazing intro and outro was composed by Morrific. Some rights reserved unless otherwise stated. Selective Dissonance can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned to check out a couple podcasts we think you'd enjoy. Can you hear us? Excellent.
Hey, it's Dean and Red, and we're the host of Essentially on the Rocks, a podcast built for after the 9-to-5.
Yes, when being professional is no longer required.
Come hang out with us. We drink whiskey, craft beer, talk shit, and laugh.
We mostly talk shit to each other's face.
And you did drink that wine I got you pretty fucking fast.
I accept this, but don't act like you don't get smashed on $2 moonshine.
We don't talk about that. Join us on Essentially on the Rocks.
New episodes released monthly.
Grown up in the era of social media and oversharing, I think that my life is important, and that my existence is purposeful because I'm here to do something great. Because of this, my inability to comprehend what that might be, and the fact that on more than one occasion, I've spent very long periods of time thinking about the fact that I might already be dead, and this is just my life flashing before my eyes, and if that's true, then why am I remembering these specific occurrences over others? All of this made me decide to start a podcast. Basically, this is just a podcast about me, my life, and kind of what I think it all means. So join me. It's gonna be a crazy ride either way, so I think you'll want to stick around for that.